Big Screen, Little Screen, sponsored by Sky Show, from $9.90 a month with no commitment. Go to sky.ch.
It's time for Big Screen, Little Screen. Susie's here to tell us what we can watch. We're going to go out this week. That's right. We're going to leave the house. We're going to put on maybe some shoes, and we're going to leave. We're going to go out to the cinema, Susie. You found a great movie with a couple of stars in it.
G'day, Kat. Yeah, you've got to put your pants on for this one because 3,000 Years of Longing is at the cinema now. So it's based on a story called The Gin in the Nightingale's Eye. This movie follows Alethea,
played by Tilda Swinton.
That's right. A lonely scholar as she heads to Istanbul. There she buys a glass bottle which contains the gin.
Like a genie, played by Idris Elba.
Yeah, so he offers her 3 wishes. She feels a little cautious about this, so she isn't so sure about the offer. So the gin tells her tales of previous wishes he granted, which takes the viewer into the past to see his life over the last 3,000 years.
Let's have a quick snippet from the trailer.
My name is Alethea. I am a solitary creature by nature. In the Grand Bazaar of Istanbul, I chose a memento. I like it. Whatever it is, I'm sure it has an interesting story.
So, what will you wish for?
What is your heart's desire?
Honestly, though, Tilda and Idris, just yes on the star factor alone.
Absolutely. When the actors are this good, it's worth seeing just for them. So Tilda Swinton, who is just stunning and so talented, I love her. She's actually considering quitting acting. Can you believe it?
No.
So she really is. She suffers from long COVID and she wishes to become a palliative carer. So that's due to various events in her life and the effects that they've had on her, such as living through the AIDS pandemic, the end-of-life care her parents received, and now the effects that long COVID have had on her. So as we said, joining her is another British actor, Idris Elba, who I first saw as the baddie in The Wire. Most didn't even realise he was British. He did that such a good job of it.
Did you see him as Luther, though, in that TV crime series? I mean, that one, I'd still recommend it. Did you catch it?
That one's still on my list. Gotta see it.
Goodness, it is so good. Total recommendation from me. So he effectively plays a genie to Tilda Swinton, Tilda Swinton's character.
Yeah, so a jinn is the Arabic word and the origin of the word genie. But did you know a genie or a jinn is considered a spirit or a demon? I didn't know that. Jinns are from the pre-Islamic Arabian religious system, which is just fancy words for Islamic mythology. They can appear as snakes, scorpions, or lizards, and even take human form and produce babies. I always just assumed that they were there to grant wishes, but turns out a genie is so much more.
We can learn so much. That one is 3,000 Years of Longing. It is out at the cinemas now. That is a movie where you get to see a genie's wishes over the last 3,000 years. Here's a cartoon that has been going for about 3,000 years.
Yeah, so this one is a long-awaited season 6 of Rick and Morty. It's finally hit our small screens and you can catch it now on Sky Show. The show, if you are unfamiliar, follows 2 quite different story paths. First, there is the selfish, alcoholic grandfather who drags his grandson through interdimensional adventures. And that is coupled with the day-to-day dramas of a family. The show has a massive following and season 6 is full of meta details and hidden gems that fans are enjoying finding and dissecting. The show is definitely not for everyone. The humor is interesting, but it has received positive reviews through all its 6 seasons. So while it might not be for everyone, it is a cultural addition to our small screens.
Okay, so maybe 3,000 years, a little bit of an exaggeration. It premiered in 2013. Let's have a quick listen to a snippet from the trailer.
Rick, are we about to die?
No, we're about to vanish from this reality.
That's totally dying.
No, it isn't.
There's an alien army shooting people. What am I doing?
It's a small group of alien terrorists. Just do a Die Hard.
What does that mean?
Sneak around, use air vents. Never seen Die Hard?
I'm 17. No, I've never seen Die Hard.
Well, neither did the guy in Die Hard, so you're nailing it.
I need someone to
So that one is Rick and Morty, season 6, available on Sky Show now. We also looked at 3,000 Years of Longing, which is out at the cinema. Find out more at worldradio.ch/big-screen-little-screen. Susie, thank you for the info. We'll catch you next week.
See you later, Kat. Enjoy the shows.
Big Screen, Little Screen, sponsored by Sky Show. From $9.90 a month with no commitment. Go to sky.ch.